Everybody, it is Allie Wright from the Naked Girl Talk. It's been a while. Life has been crazy. I've been sick. Instagram's been annoying. And just other life things have been happening, like school and work. So feels a little refreshing to be back. I've been meaning to post a new episode for like the last week now, for those of you who have been reaching out. But like I said, life things have been happening and haven't really been able to get around to it. So I am here. My tits are out. I am ready to do this thing. So the first thing I want to address is my Instagram. If you follow me, or have followed me, or had followed me, my Instagram account has been banned. Instagram took it upon themselves to delete it, claiming I have been going against community guidelines, which I don't exactly agree with. There are accounts on there who have way worse things than what I've been posting. And this makes me feel like Instagram is discriminating against me because I'm a smaller account, kind of like, let's stop her before she gets more followers kind of thing. It's been really annoying. I've been trying, sorry if you can hear that in the background, my cat is eating crunchies. I've been trying to get my account back and it kind of seems like they are refusing to, just because they say I'm going against community guidelines. I don't believe I am. I don't believe I posted anything that's too inappropriate or that's not already out there. And I would post pictures and they would flag it immediately and I'd have to do the request and then they would review it. And sometimes they would completely delete those pictures or other times they would put them back. So yeah, if you follow my account, she's picturesque _ that account is deleted. I have tried to get back into it. I still am trying to get back into it, like putting in a review. I highly doubt that I am going to get that back though. So starting from scratch, thanks Instagram. My new account, I have two. The first one is she's.picturesque and the other one is Allie_Wren, Wren _Wright_. So I made two backup accounts in case this happens again. I just really feel like Instagram is discriminating against my account and I completely find it unfair that they just deleted it and I haven't heard an email back. The review process is real shitty and it's just upsetting that I've put in a lot of work to build up followers and now I have to start from scratch. I don't mind starting from scratch. I just was getting so excited about how far I was getting in just a few weeks. So that's the real annoying part, is that I have to start from scratch and rebuild myself. I mean, we're always rebuilding ourselves, right? Everything is ever-changing, I like to believe. But yeah, Instagram, fuck you. I think your algorithms and your system sucks the way you guys do things like that. If you're worried about younger audiences, like under 18 looking at that content, then here's a kicker. Maybe you shouldn't allow under 18 to even have Instagrams. We know how influential social media can be and how detrimental and traumatizing even Instagram can be to our youth. So maybe just try to not allow the younger audience to be on that kind of platform. I think you have the means to make their own separate platform, but it's, do you want to put in that work? Do you want to do that? I highly doubt it. But again, I think you have a way, you have the technology, you have the money to create a way that us older adults who Instagram was actually made for, I think you have the means to create something that adults can still put themselves out there and create the content that they want to, and basically to do what they want to do. I mean, yes, I understand the nudity and sexual content, but also, like, what I had on my page was not nudity. It wasn't, I mean, there's boudoir accounts that allow sex and nudity, but somehow those are able to stay up, and my account got deleted. So yeah, I think maybe Instagram, you should just not let people under 18 have an Instagram. If people under 18 can't really even create email accounts, then they probably shouldn't have Instagram accounts. That's just my personal opinion. Anyways, enough about that. Instagram sucks, but I'm gonna start from scratch, and that was my opinion about that. The real topic I wanted to discuss and talk about, this one hits close to home. It is something that a lot of people go through, or a lot of people do. I want to discuss cheating. More specifically, cheating and chances. I used to be in a relationship with someone who cheated on me, and I was very in love with this person. But while the cheating was happening, I was young. Young and naive, but I was somebody who cared very much about being in a relationship, that I felt that I'll do anything to make this work. I can do anything to make this work. And then at the same time, while it was happening, all I could feel and think is, what's wrong with me? Why is this person doing this to me? Have I not given them the love and attention and the support that they need and deserve as a person? And a lot of people couldn't understand why I was staying. So I'm kind of here to talk about that. When I was being cheated on, I grew to a very dark place. It did a lot of damage to my mental health, but I just couldn't let go. And I think a lot of people, but more specifically a lot of girls, feel this way. There's kind of that saying that, like, girls just want to fix somebody. And that was most definitely me. I felt like I could fix this person. I just got to give them the chance or chances. I just gotta give them this chance to get their foot moving forward, get them on the right path, and I really truly believe that one day it would stop, it would end. And I saw myself as this strong person, this strong-willed woman, that I can get through this. I can get through this with them. I have the capacity to stay. I don't like to give up. I am not somebody who likes to give up on anything. But I really tried to give it my all and make sure this person knew how much I love them and that I would do anything for them. If you have ever been cheated on and you gave someone that chance or chances, Just know I know exactly how you feel. It's hard. And it's even harder when you really don't have anybody to talk to about it. When it was happening for me, the only person who actually knew was my best friend. Now, most of my friends and family knew there was something wrong. They totally could see that I was just emotionally drained. They could see I was the one putting in all the effort. They could see that I was starting to lose it a little bit. I mean, I ended up drinking a ton. I ended up in the drunk tank. I was just doing anything I could to stop thinking about the cheating. And for me, that was drinking. I would get so belligerent and I would cause fights between me and this person. I would use it against them. I would take it out on others, even if they weren't the problem. I just totally resorted to drinking and self-harm because I had no one to talk to, or I had tons of people to talk to, but I wasn't ready to hear the opinions. I wasn't ready to listen. And I wasn't ready to let go of that relationship. It was hard, and then eventually over time, I kind of just started to give up, not only on that person, but I started to give up on me. And I think that's when people really notice that, like, oh, something is definitely wrong, not just with her, but with this relationship. Like, I just lacked motivation, to do anything, to get out of bed, to go hang out with friends, to attend family gatherings. I just totally became a recluse. And then came the self-harm, and then came the I'm not gonna eat, I'm just gonna work out excessively because that's the only thing that makes me feel better. So it was a really, really rocky road for me. And sometimes it's still difficult to talk about it. Sometimes I feel like I've forgiven this person. But then I start dwelling on it sometimes because that's just being human. You think about memories, you think about things that have happened to you, and you so desperately want to understand why. And the truth is I won't ever understand why because I was not the problem. The problem was that person, something in that person's life just made them feel like they were lacking in an area, and that happened to be in the relationship. Like they were lacking something in our relationship that they felt they needed to go and find someone else. It wasn't the kind of cheating where, like, they formed a whole relationship and, like something blossomed. It was just, I like to call it serial cheating. Like, they would just have sex with someone else. One and done. Sometimes it was the same person, but never on more than three occasions. It was, I gotta send a dick pic to all these girls. It was, I gotta talk to all these girls and tell them, like, that my girlfriend was cheating on me, even though he was the cheater. And I don't know. I mean, I've seen it all, like all the messages, all the videos, all the picture exchanging, and sometimes I was totally out of the loop. I just had a strong inclination, like a strong feeling something's wrong. This person isn't being the way they're supposed to be with me. They're just acting different. They're distant or something. Like, it really, intuition is strong. It's just a feeling. And that's what I was feeling. Like, there was just this strong pull inside of me that was like, something's wrong. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong. And then it slowly turned into, he's got to be with someone else. He's got to be talking to someone else. He's got to be fucking someone else. Like, there's something wrong here. And as much as I tried to, like, push that feeling aside, my jealousy side, my curious side, my everything just was like, just check the phone. And eventually I did. And immediately I found proof. And that happened every time. Every time I had that feeling, it was like, just check the phone. It'll be there. He started locking me out. I was really good at finding the password or figuring it out or whatever, but somehow I always ended up getting into the phone like a fucking psycho. It was almost like obsessive, like, what's in here? What's in here? What's in here? And I'm like scrolling, looking through pictures, looking through messages, looking at phone numbers, looking at social media, looking at all the conversations. Just it, like, it became obsessive for me. Like, I wanted to find something because I knew it was in there. And then 9 times out of 10, there is something in there. There is definitely something on that phone that would just tear me apart. Like, literally tear me to shreds. And I would always do it when he was sleeping, because nobody who's cheating just leaves their phone laying around. So I always did it when he was sleeping, because we lived together, and yeah, I'd always find something. And then as soon as I saw something enough to, like, totally blow my fucking mind, or like my face is turning red and the steam is coming out of my ears, I would just do this rude awakening, like, just totally like, who the fuck is this bitch? Like, what the fuck are, just totally blowing the fuck up at like 3 a.m. in the morning. Didn't care if other people were sleeping. I didn't care if other people heard me. I didn't care about, like, anything else except about unleashing all my anger of, like, what I've just seen or what I've just found. And eventually I, like, started to realize, like, how toxic that was for me. I mean, everybody listening to this would say, like, God, it's been toxic since the beginning, basically. And I'm like, yeah, but as someone who's young and who has hope and who, like, really believes in love and believes people can change, like, I didn't see it that way. In my mind, all the good outweighed the bad. Like, yes, they might be doing this to me, but, like, our adventures are so exciting. Like, the way he looks at me is so exciting. The way that we bond is so exciting. It's so special. And, like, I guess that was enough to stay, in my opinion, and for a while. And I, like I said earlier, I'm not someone who just gives up, but, you know, eventually, like, I started to realize as I was getting older, I was like, oh my God, he's never going to change. That this is how it'll always be. He'll never change. I can change myself as much as I want for this person, but, like, he'll still just end up doing this to me. Like, this will still just be how our relationship is. And, eventually I had to let it go. I can't even tell you how many chances I had given, just because I was so in love with this person and I was so scared to let it go. And even more, I was so terrified of being alone. I had mentioned that on an earlier episode. Like, I don't like being alone. I'm terrified of being alone. I'm terrified of never getting married. I'm terrified of never having children. I'm terrified of living alone, of being alone, and I don't know why. But the last few months, I've actually been alone so much that I've really learned to enjoy it. Now I have a partner, but we're in different states right now. We're doing long distance and we've been doing this for a while, but still, like, I don't have any friends where I live. I just go to work and I come home. Everybody I talk to is on the internet. It's all online through Instagram, through chat rooms. And now I'm talking to you guys through the podcast. But really, ultimately, I am alone. And being alone this much and not having friends and not being able to go out on a Friday or Saturday night with people that, like, you enjoy being around has actually helped me appreciate the beauty of being alone. And what I mean by that is, I would have found that, like, I love doing what I do. I was so distracted with everything else going on in life, going to work, hanging out with friends, being social. I don't drink, but I would still go out for drinks with friends that do drink. I wouldn't have found that I love to be flirty and I love to show myself off and take my clothes off and talk to strangers and make them feel good. Like, I would have never known that that was something that I enjoyed until, like, I really had to be alone. And I think more people should appreciate being alone. I mean, obviously, we were all in a pandemic, and there were some people who hadn't been around anyone else in quite a while, or they really did live alone and they were completely alone during quarantine, or they were just stuck at home with their families. And although, yes, that's alone, like, it's not entirely alone, like, you're still able to socialize. Like, I live with family and I still socialize with them, but they do go out and have their outside life. And I just choose to stay home. I prefer to stay home. I am a homebody. I just don't feel the need to go out anymore and seek that validation of needing to belong. I found that I just belong to myself. And I appreciate myself more and I love myself more now that I've had time to get to know myself. Which brings me back to the cheating. Maybe if I had stayed home more instead of going out and trying to distract myself from all that was happening. Maybe I could have realized sooner that I don't want to put up with this. This isn't what I want for my life. I don't want a partner who's just going to continuously cheat on me. But I was just so naive. I just thought, you just need to distract yourself. Things will be better, but you just give him space. You go do your own thing, and, like, things will get better. And that was just my way of thinking. And it wasn't the right way of thinking. Like, nothing changed. Nothing got better. If anything, it just gave him more room to cheat on me and to do more stuff behind my back. But if I had learned to appreciate my alone time, if I had learned to find myself by being alone, learning to love myself by being alone, like, I honestly don't think I would have settled for that. I don't think I would have sat around and waited for this person to change. I don't think I would have put up with it. Because you can hope and hope and hope and hope somebody's gonna change, but it gets tiring. And if they don't want it for themselves, why should I want it for them? There comes a point where you give up. And there was that point for me, I just gave up. I was like, well, that's what he's going to do, then I'm just going to tap out myself and I'm not going to care anymore. And slowly I stopped caring, and slowly I just stopped missing him, and slowly I just stopped loving him because, you know, he wasn't going to change for me. He wasn't going to change for him. He wasn't going to change for us. And I wanted a partner. I wanted somebody who was going to be my teammate. I wanted somebody who was going to be by my side. I wanted somebody who was going to love me and not hurt me, because when you love somebody, you don't cheat on them. No matter how fucked up your childhood or relationships or influence or anything that you've experienced, no matter how much shit could have gone bad for you, it's ultimately up to you to decide what you're going to do with that. You have a shitty experience, then you make sure that you don't live that same shitty experience. You take it and you learn from others' mistakes, from those experiences. Like, my parents didn't have the best relationship growing up. Like, in my opinion, they were a terrible example of parents, and they're still together, they're still married, but they were a terrible example of, like, what a relationship is, like, what love looks like. And I, maybe that's why I settled for so long, because I really, really wanted something else. I wanted love. I wanted it to work. But like I said, I had a terrible experience witnessing my own family's relationship. And so I think I settled and thought, maybe this is it for me. This is what I deserve. And it wasn't. I've learned a lot being alone. I've grown a lot being alone. I've really reflected on the types of relationships and the type of people I want to invite into my life now. And mostly, I just want an abundance of support. I am not looking for validation. I'm just looking for support from people who know me, for people who don't know me. That's all I'm asking for, is for support. And if that's not in a partner, that's okay, because I support myself. I believe in myself. I support myself. I love myself enough to realize that I won't put up with bullshit, and I'm ultimately going to do what I want to do. And self-love is the most important love there is, and having a good relationship with yourself is more important than having a good relationship with anybody else. Because if you have a good relationship with yourself, all the good outside relationships will follow. If you don't have a good relationship with yourself, you're just gonna have shitty relationships all around. I know this episode was a little bit of a downer, but it has been weighing on my mind a little bit today, and just like random thoughts. So it was like, maybe I just need to talk about it. I haven't talked about it in a while. But yeah, I will be doing another episode this weekend, hopefully a little bit more up on the positive side. So this is Allie Wright with the Naked Girl Talk. Again, please follow my new Instagram accounts, she's.picturesque and Allie_Wren, Wren_Wright_. Yeah, go follow those accounts, please, since Instagram decided to ban me. I love you guys all so much for being a support and just being there for me. Have a great night.